Hello and welcome to our sixth and last podcast of the Climate Change Portal. I am Hannah, and together with my colleague Ryan, we give you a good overview about the climate change and what we all can do about it. In the previous sessions, you have heard about the climate change in general, how you can help the climate with your choice of transport means, how to reduce the energy consumption in your household, and how the food we eat can help protect our planet and stop climate change. In this session, we'll talk about the consequences which your shopping can have upon the climate. Are you interested? Then let us find out why.
Shopping and consumption. Shopping means buying things that we need or want, such as food, clothes, or gadgets. We shop because we need to live and be healthy, but also because we want to be happy and comfortable. We shop different things in different places, depending on our budget, taste, and convenience.
What can be the problems with shopping? Many products are either bad for the planet or bad for the people who make them. The production of many products is often very harmful to the environment. For example, a lot of toxic dye is used in the production of clothing. If this is produced in countries where there are no rules to protect the environment, it is very bad for the nature and for the people who live there. Many products contain ingredients that cannot be recycled later or that are harmful to the environment. For example, microplastics. These are very small plastic particles that get everywhere and make the earth, animals, plants, and people sick.
Another aspect concerns unfair working conditions. In many countries, there is also no protection for the workers who produce the resources for these products. This can mean that people have to work far too long or receive far too little money for their labor. They may also have to work in conditions that make them ill. Or if they are ill, they may lose their job. That is unfair. There are also countries where children are forced to work hard.
What is sustainable shopping and why is it good? Sustainable shopping means buying things in a way that does not harm the environment or the people, now or in the future. Sustainable shopping is good because it helps us to use less resources and create less waste. It also helps us to support fair and ethical businesses that care for the planet and the people. Sustainable shopping also helps us to save money, time, and space. It also makes us feel good about ourselves and our choices.
And now we give you some practical hints for sustainable shopping. Look around your home. Before buying something new, take a look at what's already in your home. Maybe you have something that can do the job. Sometimes, we forget about the stuff we already own.
Plan ahead. Try to make a list of what you need or want before you go shopping. This will help you avoid buying things that you don't need or want. It will also help you compare prices and quality of different products and brands.
Choose wisely. Try to choose products that are good for the environment and the people. Look for labels or signs that show how the products are made, where they come from, and what they contain. You can use online tools to find out more about different products and brands.
Buy things that last. It's a good idea to get things that are strong and will last a long time. Try to buy things that are durable, reusable, recyclable, or biodegradable. Sometimes, it's better to have one good thing instead of many not-so-good things. Quality things last longer and don't need to be replaced often.
Avoid single-use stuff. Avoid buying things that are disposable, single-use, or plastic. Single-use things like plastic plates, bottles, and bags create a lot of waste. Try to use things that you can use again and again, like reusable bags.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. When you're done with something, see if you can use it again or recycle it. Sometimes, you can use things in new and creative ways. Let your imagination lead the way. Sometimes, you can find good stuff in second-hand stores. It's good for your wallet and the planet.
Support local and sustainable brands. If possible, always shop climate-friendly by purchasing your products from local companies and stores. Shopping local means you're buying items that were manufactured in your immediate area, which is an easy way to increase your eco-conscious shopping. The logic is simple. When you ship products over long distances, the airplanes, trucks, and cars used in that transportation emit greenhouse gases that contribute to air and land pollution. In other words, an apple grown 30 kilometers away is far more climate friendly than one that traveled 3,000 kilometers to reach your grocery store. If the products were locally harvested or made, the environmental impact is usually lower.
Buy in the right season. Every season features a wide range of fruits, vegetables, and other produce that naturally grows during that time. Buying in season means that you get the best possible product with the least environmental impact. However, your average grocery store seems to have everything on its shelves all year long. No matter what you need or when you need it, you can quickly rush to the store and buy it. While this is definitely convenient, it is definitely not climate-friendly.
Avoid impulse buying. Impulse buying is a threat to climate-friendly shopping. It can easily lead to buying products that you do not need, which means they might end up in your local landfill quicker than you thought. Advertisers use a variety of marketing tricks to trigger overspending. If you've ever bought anything off a website ad or television commercial, you know they work very well. And many know the feeling of leaving a grocery store with a lot more than what was originally on your shopping list.
Before buying anything, you should slow down, take a moment, and ask yourself a few questions. Do I really need this? Do I already have something similar at home? What advantage will this new product give me over the older one which I already have? Can I wait to buy this at a later date? Keeping the earth and your budget in mind at all times is a great way to reduce your impulse buying.
Bring your bag. Millions of single-use plastic bags are dumped in landfills each year, and many find their way into oceans and other natural resources. To be a more climate-friendly shopper, you should always bring your own bags and shop plastic-free. If those bags are reusable shopping bags, that's even better. It's important to realize that not all reusable bags are climate-friendly. The manufacturing of cotton bags can still significantly impact the environment because the cultivation of those materials can require a lot of water and chemicals.
Choose organic and natural products. Buying organic and natural products helps everyone because it encourages companies to create, stock, and sell more climate-friendly products. This includes organic foods as well as toiletries and cleaners made from natural materials, using sustainable processes and resources instead of strong industrial chemicals. It's simple supply and demand in action. When your shopping cart is full of environmentally friendly items, you're telling companies that you value the health of the planet, and you appreciate that they want to lessen their impact on the environment too.
We hope that we could show to you that climate-friendly shopping doesn't mean you have to stop shopping. You can save money and save the planet at the same time. It just means that you need to be a little more careful about what you are buying, especially in terms of how it's made and how it impacts the planet. Climate-friendly shopping encourages us to support ethical and sustainable consumption and the companies that support this goal.
You have come now to the end of the last podcast of the Climate Questions Portal. We hope that you have found this information useful, and we hope even more that you will apply the one or other hint for a climate-friendly life. Just remember that with our actions, we will shape the future for our children and future generations. At this moment, we can still contribute that their future is bright.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.